Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Yes. Steve Cochran Show. Nick DiGilio, that's me, filling in for Steve Cochran this morning. And it is time for Breakfast with the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Big game tonight for the Blackhawks in Minnesota. Oh, God, I almost said it like I was from Minnesota. I said Minnesota.
Minnesota.
It's a 6:30 pregame here on the WGN and the 7 o'clock puck drop. And one of the guys that's going to be on the ice playing in that game tonight, one of my favorite Blackhawks, joins us for Breakfast with the Blackhawk. It's Nicholas Jalmerson. Hey, Nicholas, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you on. Are you excited about tonight's game? The Wild seem to have your number this season.
Yeah, they've been kind of almost dominating us, to be honest with you. And last game we had here with the outdoor series with Canem and Barry, I think the guys are pretty motivated today to try to have a good game and put up a good show for your guys in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's just the regular season because you always beat them in the postseason, Nicholas. You take care of them pretty good in the postseason.
Yeah, postseason is a different animal,
right?
But it's always fun to win, and your life always gets a little bit tougher when you lose, so I prefer winning all the time.
Gotcha.
Nick, how important were these last two games, getting these wins against Calgary and Vancouver the last two times out, given the way you guys had been struggling a bit?
Yeah, it's huge for us. Obviously, we clinched with the last game's win as well, and that kind of gets you an ease and know that you're definitely in the playoffs, but at the same time, we have to keep fighting here for putting ourselves in as good of a situation as possible. And I know we kind of played against two teams that had a pretty beat-up roster and a lot of call-ups as well. So I think it'll be a different test for us today to play against a playoff team. So I think this is a better test for us to see where we're at right now to play here in Minnesota against a really good team.
As a defenseman, how good do you feel when you have a guy like Ron Darling in the net, knowing that Ron Darling, yeah, former Met, Scott Darling in the net, knowing that that Crow has been out.
We have a lot of confidence in Darls. We know what the type of goal is, and we're really comfortable with our goal situation here in Chicago. Crow has been one of the best, if not the best, goalie in the league this year, and Dahl has been playing really well since Crow has been down. So we know that we're going to get the goaltending either way, and we have Leighton backing up now. That's a good goalie as well. So you can never be too deep on that spot.
What's the challenge, Nicholas, when so many changes were in, new guys were added before the trade deadline? Is it a challenge to get a rhythm going with these guys and with Q mixing up the lines every once in a while? How is that a challenge for you guys?
I don't know. I don't think we can blame it on that we didn't have a lot of success in those games. I just think it was a period during the season that you go through every season, you go through those kind of downs, and that was the first real big low that we've had all year. So, I'd rather see us go through that 10 games before the playoffs instead of in the playoffs or a couple games before playoffs. So hopefully we can get on a little bit of a roll here and build our confidence up to when it matters the most.
Still, some of you guys have played together for so long. When you're out there with Duncan, do you guys have kind of a, a sense without even really knowing that? I mean, do you kind of feel where he is on the ice?
Yeah, you kind of learn each other's tendencies, and I usually know where down is. I'm lucky to play with him. Obviously, he's one of the best players out there, and it's exactly what you're saying. You kind of know where he is when you're going down back towards your own end, trying to do a breakout. You know where he wants the puck and what he usually does with it, and so you kind of are one step ahead all the time because you know what he usually does with the puck, and hopefully he knows what's going on when I get the puck too. Turnover every single time, so we have to back me up.
Oh, about that. How much of a difference has it made getting your countryman Marcus Kruger back out there the last two games?
Yeah, I think he's been playing really well for, you know, being gone for 3 months or whatever it is. He's been coming in, and he's a type of player that we really need in our team, in our system to play hockey. You know, he's a really good penalty killer, and he plays well defensively, and we have so much talent up front, and we usually score 2 or 3 goals a game. So it's just a matter of how we play team defense. That's the way we win games. And he's one of those cases that helps out a lot in that aspect.
We got a couple of questions here, Nicholas, from listeners for Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Andrew in Park Ridge says, on game day, what's your biggest fear and when do the nerves start?
Nerves, I'd say after the warm up, it usually starts. The nerves start to creep on you a little bit. So I'd say right after the warm ups when you go back to the locker room.
Okay. And here's a question from Mark in Chicago. Which Blackhawk could actually play for the Bears? How about that one, Nick?
Ooh, good question. Well, if we're just going to, I don't know. We don't really have any bigger guys, but I'll think I have to go with that's a tough question.
Yeah,
I think I Shaw. Really what about Shaw, Nick?
No chance.
He's not. not size wise,
no,
but
chance.
He would get tossed around out there.
Well, yeah, but he'd be giving them a battle.
Yeah, oh yeah, he would battle for sure. He would battle probably the hardest out of all of them out there, but he would also get crushed, I think.
That's hysterical. Hey, Nicholas, before we let you go, man, do you ever – I talked to you a few years back about going to Simon's in Andersonville.
Yeah.
Have you gone there and had the glug?
I actually haven't, but I went on a little site. I took my my in-laws on a little sightseeing in Andersonville, and I drove by the bar there, and I parked right outside of it. I actually didn't go in, but I parked right outside, so I know exactly where it is.
It's that neighborhood.
One day I'll make my way in there.
Nicholas, you have to. It's the day before Thanksgiving is when they start making the glug. And it's tremendous. I think you'd love it. So I highly recommend getting your family to go into Simon's one night and having some glug.
Yeah, I have to get that going for sure.
Okay, all right, Nicholas. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Good luck with tonight's game. I know you guys are going to win it.
Yeah. Ron Darling is probably going to be.
That's well right. Thank you very much. All right. Take it easy, Hammer. See
all
you
right,
later.
Yeah.
There you
Thanks,
go.
Guys.
Giving me crap as I said Ron
great.
Darling. That was perfect.
That was
that
great.
Made my day. That made my day right there. I just got dissed by Jomerson because I said Ron Darling instead of Scott Darling. You know, it's Ron Darling is always like I always say Ron Darling instead of Scott Darling because he drives me nuts during the baseball playoffs because he sounds exactly like James Woods and whenever I'm watching
I hadn't really thought about
he
that,
sounds but, exactly like okay. James Woods and every all time right. I watch the baseball playoffs and Darling is doing the play-by-play or the color I'm like that's James Woods is in the booth
So every time I hear the name Darling, I always think Ron Darling, and of course. But that
was
good.
I was going to let it go.
No, you no.
I was going to let it go.
And Hammer didn't.
He didn't.
No. Which is the way it should be, quite frankly.